Hello everyone, I'm Olya, I'm Program Manager on .NET team. Super excited to be a part of this event. I will be with you guys all day today, introducing speakers and running questions with James. We just heard an amazing keynote, very inspiring. And now I'm super excited to introduce our next speakers, Javier and Gerald, with their talk on visualizing your data.
Hello, hello. Yes, here we are.
Hello.
Thank you so much. So let me just go in directly and share my screen. Here we go. And get this session started. Already mentioned, we are going to talk about today visualizing your data. So we're going to talk about collection view, carousel view, a couple of other more things. I think David and Maddie already shared some of the goodness that we're going to show, but we'll do our best to give you a little bit more of a deep dive and show you what is actually possible with all these awesome controls that are in Xamarin Forms available today. So this is us. Then at least you'll know who you'll be listening to. My name is Gerald Verresluis from the Netherlands, and my good friend Javier. We are both part of the Xamarin Forms team, software engineers. So we are creating some of the stuff that you hopefully enjoy using. And today we're going to talk about these things. Basically, we have a lot to cover. So we're going to have a lot of different demos combining all these awesome controls and features. So try to keep up. If you have any questions, please reach out to any of us. We're happy to answer any questions. Javier and I will switch a couple of times. So if you see your screen flickering or anything else funny going on, don't worry. It's all us. It's not you. And let's get started. I'm going to talk a little bit about the collection view first, and Javier will take over. And like I said, we'll switch over a couple of times. So whenever you hear a beautiful Spanish accent, then Javier took over. Let's start with the collection view. Collection view is basically the spiritual successor of the list view. The list view we all know, or you know and love. I mean, we've all used it. But you can love it, you can hate it. The fact is, we need it in basically all of our apps. I mean, we need to show data in our apps. That's basically the fundament of every application that you're using. But there has been some things with the list view that could be improved. So that's why we came up with the list view. And we've taken all the learnings from the list view and put that into this new control. You can use this to show all kinds of data in different layouts. You have more flexibility, and most of all, it's more performant than ever before. So you can see down here a little sample where you can define the collection view. I mean, this all works, of course, in XAML and in code, just like you're used to from Xamarin Forms. You can specify your item source just like on the list view, but now you can also specify the items layout. So you can specify, do you want it vertical or horizontal? And you can also say, do you maybe want to have it in a grid? There's already some flexibility that you can see happening right here. This is all the things that you can use today out of the box with collection view. So we have data bindings, and you can use data templates, template selectors, of course. You can use the different layouts. On the right here, you can see the grid layout, for example. You can use item selection, so you can click on one item in the collection view. Do your magic on that. You can drill down to a detail view from there. We have the empty view, so whenever you might mix this with a search bar and there's no results for your search action, you can pop up this empty view without a sweat. You don't need to swap out any views in your own visual tree. You can just do that directly from the collection view. We also have improved the scrolling. So you now have an event with lots of information. You can determine how fast someone is scrolling, which way they're scrolling. And we also have the scroll to method. So you can easily scroll to a certain point in your collection view. And this is just a few of the things that we have implemented in this amazing new control that is in Xamarin Forms right now. So let's just quickly jump into Visual Studio and show some demos. There we go. So here we have Visual Studio for Mac. If you have not seen it before, you can just use Visual Studio on a Mac right now. And let's just first go into some visual demos. So I have the iOS emulator open right here. Javier and I have created a little sample app. Now, mind you, these demos are taken from our gallery app, which is part of the Xamarin Forms repository where we run all our tests on. So it might not necessarily be a beautiful app, but it's functional. And we have some more beautiful samples to show you. You can style this any way you want at the end of the session. So don't be confused if it doesn't look totally amazing, but focus on what's functionally happening here. So we basically took the agenda, and here's all the different things. So we have the collection view, the carousel view, indicators view, and all the things. But let's go with the collection view right now. And like I mentioned, you have, for example, well, you can just go with a collection of strings we have right here. And this is it. This is just a collection of strings. You hook that up to the item source, and boom, you have a collection view with strings. And as you can see, this is also with the selection capabilities enabled. So you can select items right here, and based on the selected event or the command that you hook up to this, you could go to the next screen from here. As you can see, there's a lot of stuff in here, so you probably want to check this out for yourself. All the functionalities are listed, and you can have a play with this. So the most of these things will also have different variants in code and maybe XAML and horizontal, vertical. Like I said, this is also used to run our tests on. So there's a lot of stuff in here. The other thing that I want to show you here, that this combines a couple of the things that I talked before, is the data template selector. So this template selects whenever it's a weekday. It uses a template for a plus for some reason. And whenever it's weekend, we see this other icon here. So this is repeated for a couple of times, but you can easily filter this. So if I just go for Monday, this code isn't really optimized, so this takes a little bit, and I should press enter. You will see all the Mondays, and if we search for something that is not in here, so a Monday day, you can see this is the empty view because we don't have any search results here, so it will pop up the empty view. And this is just what you'll get out of the box whenever your collection doesn't have any items in there. So what do we have more? Of course, this all works with observable collections. So you can just take this, and you can see here we have a couple of controls here at the top. We also have headers and footers. I think Javier will show you a little about that. But here we have items. And because it's an observable collection, you can observe any changes that will happen in this collection. So we can remove a couple of here, and you see that it updates automatically. And whenever we want to insert a couple of things, it will be here inserted at the top. I can also specify a different index to insert it in a different position if I want to. And I can also move a couple of these things around. So you see this just works instantly, very performant. It looks good. It has this kind of fade animation. It looks amazing, right? So what do we have more? We have snap points. That's also something we've introduced. So if you've never seen it before, let's take a vertical list this time. And snap points basically mean that whenever you scroll, I mean, now it doesn't do anything, but whenever we select a snap point here, and we set it to mandatory, then you see whenever I scroll here and I set it to something, it snaps to a certain item. And you can influence that behavior by setting here the start or the center. So whenever I set it to center, it will center an item. So right now you see two items here, but now I start scrolling. And whenever I don't have an item in the center here, it will make sure that it snaps to a center item right here. So this will look beautiful in your designs, and you can make it work any way you want. You can configure a couple of things here to make it work with your design. So what do we have more? We also have the scroll too, I already mentioned. Again, multiple options here to choose from. Let's just pick one. And we can say, okay, scroll to index. So we have a number of items here again. Like I mentioned, not necessarily very pretty, but you know, it works. It works. So if I say scroll to index and I say 10, which is not in view right here, and I do this, then it will make sure that it scrolls to 10. And because I set the scroll to position to make visible, it will just make it visible, so it will be at the end now. But I can also configure this to be at the start, center, or end. So if I set this to be at the start and I press go again, it will make sure that this item is presented at the start. So yeah, what do I have more? Carousel view, we're going to see that later on. Empty view, we've already seen that a little bit, and selection as well. But let's just quickly dive into this one. We have multiple selection modes. So you can have single or multiple selections here, or none, which is also a possibility. So right now I can't select anything. But when I set it to single, then you can select one of the options here. You can see that also works in the grid layout. And you can see here all the info coming in from the event. And we can also do multiple. So right now you see that I have a selection of multiples. I would go into the code right here, but I see that I'm taking up some time already. So I think I'll just hand it off to Javier right now, and Javier can then show a little bit of code and dive into that. So Javier, take it away.
I will try. So let's continue with more stuff about collection view, because in fact we have a crazy amount of samples. So I don't know exactly where you live the sample. Let me execute, in this case using Android. I think that you use it iOS, so let's see some stuff from...
Yeah, so I knew you were going to show... I'll just talk while you get this running. I knew you were going to show Android, so just... I mean, it's all Xamarin Forms, right? So whatever we implemented, you can do this on Android whenever the emulator works, and you can do it on iOS, and it will both show similar results, right? So yeah, that's why I chose to do it on iOS.
So I think that I have a problem with the simulator. I don't know why it's not working anything.
All right, you want me to just continue?
Yeah, while you figure it out. With the
demo. All right.
I made a mistake, and I prepared all of the demos like 1 hour ago, and I think that maybe it was not the best idea. So
no worries.
Review what's happening here.
No worries. I'll just fill the time. Let me know whenever you're ready. So.
Yeah.
Let's see. Here we go. Sorry for the flashing screens and everything. Here we go. Let's just see whatever we have more here. So what you can do more with collection view, we have had selection. You can also do grouping. So that's also something that you might know from the list view. So here we have some grouping, and I see we have some superheroes in here. And this has a header and a footer per group. So here we have the Avengers with all the members there, and the Fantastic Four and the Defenders and all kinds of other superheroes. They're nicely grouped in a group, as you would expect, which is also something that you could do. I think we're working on actually snapping this group headers here, so that's something that's still coming. But at least you have the possibility to do this groups right now. You can also do this without any templates, so then it doesn't look that that good. Javier, you have it up and running again, because I'm just swimming here. I'll just go to item spacing. Which is also something that you can do. So let's do this with a grid. That's always good. And here you can specify how much space there should be between the different items. So if I just start playing here and I say 10 and update spacing, you can see that between the columns there will be 10 spacing. And I can also do this between the rows, because this is a grid view. So whenever I do that, then you should also see the spacing here. So that's something that will also give you more control over how things look, and to make it work with your design better. All right, so you got it?
I can continue if you want.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Let me swap the screen, and yeah, you talked about dating spacing, and then we can continue talking about other stuff like dating size. And there are different options here, but I want to talk about dating size strategy as a property where you can use different values. There are a value that is measure files item. This means that we will calculate the size of the files item and we will use the same size for all the cells. But of course, there are the options to calculate the size of all the different sizes. And as you can see in this specific example, all the cells have different sizes. So what's the difference? The difference in this case is related about performance. If all your cells have exactly the same size, just calculate one time is something interesting. Then, of course, we have talked before, we have option to set the header and the footer of the collection view. We can use simple strings, but we can also use views, templates, and we can dynamically change the visibility of the header and, of course, from the footer. And the last one, and I think that this just demo, well, don't look very, very nice, but this is amazing. Take a look to this amazing performance. And I want to use stop a little bit in this sample because what we are seeing here is a nested collection view. And that means that everything that we were seeing before was just a collection view where every item is another collection view. So we are nesting all these collection views to create this kind of layout where probably you have seen, for example, multimedia application, streaming application, and it's very simple to recreate, and yeah, it works very, very nice. I think that we can continue focus on collection view, but let's jump to another control. In this case, carousel view is another very nice control. One of the very nice points that he's sharing a lot of code with the collection view. And by default, we get a lot of functionality from the collection view working in the carousel view. But let's get some time with Gerald talking about the carousel view with more details.
Yeah, well, you told everything already. All right, so let's see. Let's jump into the carousel view. So like Javier already mentioned, it is built on top, basically, of the collection view. So the carousel view is basically the thing that you probably know from the web and other popular apps. So most of the time, they just show a horizontal list which slides tiles or that kind of stuff. So think Netflix. I mean, we're all working from home now, right? So we all know Netflix by now. And you have these rows where you have all these carousel views where you can just scroll through all your series and movies, and each tile is a series or movie. So that's basically all carousel views right there. That's what we implemented here as well. You can see a little sample here at the bottom. So it's basically just a specialized view of the collection view that has a very specific use case. So you can use that to show your data in a visually very appealing way. It's very popular in today's modern apps. It's more suitable for like limited length data. That doesn't mean that performance is something that will not work for this control, but it's just more suited for a limited number of items in your collection that you want your users to scroll through. You can use a lot of things that are also in the collection view. So you can also use orientation. You can also use layout if you want to. Data templates will be big for this control as well. And it works perfectly together with indicator view that we will see a little bit later on. This control is in preview right now, so if you want to use this today, you can, but you need to enable it with the experimental flag. So you'll see this in a couple of slides more for other controls that are in preview as well. Then just remember that we're still working on it. Some things may change, but most of the stuff should just work. So let's quickly go into a little demo of that as well. This should work. And again, I'll just pop into this demo app here. Here we have the carousel view. So this big button, don't forget to press that, because that enables the actual experimental flag. And here we have a couple of options. So we can do this in code, horizontal or vertical, and we have some snap and also an empty view, that kind of stuff. So let's just see if we can get this. And here you can see, so we have 5 items. I can easily update this to 50, and I should have a lot of more carousel items here. So we have a little scroll bar here, so you can see we have a lot of items. And you can see a lot of things going on here when I'm scrolling. So this fires the scrolling event, so you can see which item is visible, the first one, the last one, also the delta and the offset. So that's what I talked about before, a lot of data coming in from that scrolling event. Also here, the spacing is just something you can use, so you'll get a little bit more spacing. 10 is not that much, 100 is a bit much, but you get the idea. So you can play with that. And also you have something that we call peak area insets, I think. So you can see this little items here to the left and the right, and you can determine how much of that item you will see. So it looks a bit funny whenever you change this while running. But you can see that you can tease a little bit of the item that is previously or next. You can also see is dragging, so that's mostly to see if the user is dragging, yes or no. And we have some other properties like, can we animate this? Can we swipe this? The bounce, so basically whenever you reach the beginning or the end of the list, does it bounce like this, or does it just stand still? And of course, also here, the go-to thing, so you can go to a certain item in this carousel view. So if we very quickly, so also here, I see I have a tab open for the snap. Yeah, sorry.
And the scores, just if you go back very quickly to the to the list of samples, you enter in the vertical carousel view to notice that it's more common to have horizontal carousel views, but of course you can create vertical ones without problems.
Yep, no problem. And also here we have the snapping mechanism, so this doesn't have any snapping at all. Or sorry, it does have snapping, so I should just slow this down and you'll see it. So whenever I don't land on one specific item, it will make sure that it will go to the start right here. And I think I had a little code open for this right here. So, you know, for all these things, we've made it as easy as possible for you to use. So here you can just say, make a new carousel view. You can specify which layout to use. We have some predefined for you. You might be able to create your own layouts right now, Javier, do you know? Or maybe we will enable that in the future. You can use the item templates, the background color, well, the peak area insets. I also already mentioned that. So yeah, this is basically all you need to do to set up a new carousel view and use all this great features right here. All right. So indicator view, yeah, that's something that is tightly coupled with the carousel view, as I already mentioned. So if you have the carousel view, you might also know that a lot of these controls have these little dots at the bottom, which shows you how many items there are in the actual carousel view, but also which index currently is selected. So that's what we want to do with the indicator view. Again, also in preview, here you see a little bit of code of how to use that. We have the options to, of course, do some layout with that, where how do you want to center it horizontally, vertically, but also what color do you want the indicator to be, what color should the selected indicator be, and what kind of shape do you want to use. So you can see here a little sample on this slide right here. The color, I've already mentioned that, the shape, but you can also use a template. So you can also give your own template for the indicator. And of course you can give it a size, so you can make it bigger or smaller. So let's quickly jump into that as well. We have a lot of demos. So my mouse pointer sometimes disappears when I switch. Here we go. So here we have the indicator view. Again, don't forget to enable it. This is a very straightforward gallery. We just have one. On iOS, we forgot to use the save area things here, so it's a little bit down the bottom here. But you can see whenever I go to the next one, you can see the selected one pops over to the next one. And this all works nicely with the carousel view. We can set this to blue if we want to, and you can see it's still black. You can play with the size here a little bit, so you can make it bigger or tiny. You can also just pop it over to square, or we can make a little Xbox logo out of it by using the templates. Haha, this only works on on Android, I see. Because this is probably using an icon font, Javier, which is not
going to... Just remember that we keep by default the circle and the rectangle because are probably the most common indicator views used in general applications, in common application. But with the indicator template, you can use a data template and set any kind of content inside every indicator.
Yep, so I quickly switched over to Android, and here you can see we're using this small thing here to also show the template. So you can load everything into your indicators, whatever you want. This is very simple to just initialize. We have the carousel view, you have the indicator view, and then you just say carousel view dot indicator view is this instance right here, and they'll be linked together. It will automatically know how much items there are based on the item source. One last thing I want to note quickly is the indicator view is built as a separate control, because in the future we might open it up to other controls as well. Right now it's you can use it for the carousel view, but who knows what the future might bring. This way we'll have the flexibility to also use it for other controls. All right, Javier, you want to talk about refresh view?
Yeah, exactly. So let's continue with more controls. And in this case, let's continue with the refresh view. So especially in list, one of the common patterns in UX to refresh the data is the pull to refresh effect, that it's use a gesture to refresh your data. And below this king of stuff, we have included a new control called refresh view, which plays like a wrapper in any scrollable content. And that's the important thing, because you only must refresh scrollable content. And to use it's very easy. At the end, as we said, we wrap any control. In this case, we are using a list view around the refresh view. The two main properties is the is refreshing, that is a boolean that of course we can bind and use using NVBN and all the stuff that probably you love. And we can use also a command to indicate and execute the logic to refresh the list. Of course, there are also options related with the customization of the control. So you can customize what's the color of the refresh indicator, what's the color of the background of the refresh view, and all this stuff that, again, we are going to see with a quick demo. So I move to the previous sample. Let me go to the... I don't know why I'm losing the touch sometimes. It's crazy. I don't know if it's related with the presentation but happens in this simulator, in the race, if working.
Luckily, the emulator boots really quickly these days, right?
Voila, now it's working. I don't know. Whatever. In this case, we have many, many samples, but at the end, the important thing is that you can use with any scrollable content, and that means that, of course, you can pull to refresh any content that is using the scroll view. Of course, you can use list view, collection view, and carousel view to trigger the pull to refresh. You can use it, of course, with the gesture, and also, we can directly invoke the command to, for example, pressing a button, show the indicator views and refresh the view in the same way. Of course, it also works with other kind of controls like WebView. Now, I think that is loading the Xamarin block and we can pull to refresh it. And one interesting point is that in many of the controls that we are showing today, we are some platform specific. Remember that are logic specific to some platform. In this case, in Windows, you can set the swipe direction. You can swipe from the top, the bottom, the left, or the right. In the other platforms, it only works from the top by default. And the code is very, very simple. Let me just jump, for example, to the use with the list view. So here we are, the list view, of course, binded to our list of items, and we're using the refresh view to customize the control. We are using the refresh color and background color properties, but again, the most important properties are the refreshing property and the command. With the button that we executed the refresh, what the only thing that we are doing is execute the same command binded to the refresh view command. And continuing with more controls, because we had a bunch of demos and more stuff to review, let's see the swipe view. In the same way that we have seen before the refresh view, that allowed to do the pull to refresh gesture without be associated with any specific control. As we have seen before, it works with any scroll content. Now we have an option to, in a list of items, for example, access to execute a specific action in one of the items. For that, we are allowing a swipe commanding without needing to change the state of the app. To do that, we introduce the swipe view. The swipe view allow us to swipe in any direction. We can swipe up, down, from left, and from right, and we have different modes. Let me explain very quickly the two different modes, because they are very, very different. We have, in one hand, the reveal mode. In this mode, we swipe to open the swipe view. We will see the different commands, and to execute that command, we need to explicitly tap one of them. In the execute mode, it's totally different. We only need to swipe, and if we pass the swipe threshold, the command associated with the every item, with every command, will be executed, and if not, just the swipe view will be closed. As other previous controls, this control is still in preview, and needs the use of the experimental flag. So here we have a basic demo using the swipe view. Of course, what we are seeing here is the swipe content that can be any kind of content. We are here, we're using a basic layout with a label, and then the swipe item is a basic element that allow us to set a text, an icon, a background color, and then of course have commands and methods to be invoked. And as you can see in the GIF that we will see later with a demo, you can swipe in any directions. We also have the behavior invoke that is used, the behavior that will have the swipe view when we press or tap in any of the commands. We have auto by default, that means that the swipe view by default will be closed. Of course, we can set it explicitly with the close option, but there are another option that is remain open. And with this option means that if we tap one of the commands, the swipe view will remain open. To execute and invoke any action, it's easy, it's using commands or in this case, the invoke it method. And to use it in collection is very, very similar to the use of reference view. We are using inside, for example, the data template of item template from a collection view to use and allow to have contextual options in every item from the collection. Last thing we have seen swipe eating before are very basic items allow to customize a little bit, you know, the background color. You can set the icon, you can set the text, but what if you want a custom content inside any of the items? Well, we introduced also another swipe item called the swipe item view that allow any kind a view, so allow any kind of content inside him. So you can create custom content inside any of the swipe items. Let's see a demo reviewing all this stuff. Let me move again to the emulator. Let's see if continue working. Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. So, well, you can swipe in any direction. You can use it also in collections. And, well, let me move quickly to custom swipe views. This seems to be a content view, but if you swipe to any of the directions, you can access to more layouts at the end are swipe items. And Gerald and I have some very nice and good looking demos prepared using all this stuff. We have too short time to review everything, but let me move very quickly for all these demos. For example, in this one, Gerald, if you want to talk very quickly about it.
Yeah, so this one combines all the things. So on the top there, you see a carousel view with an indicators view right on top of it, and another carousel view right down there. So you can see you can create beautiful designs with all of this together. At the bottom there, you probably see a collection view. So yeah, I mean, don't let the functional design of our demo app get you off track. You can certainly create very awesome things with this. So Javier, you want to quickly show off your refresh view custom animation thing?
Yeah, here? Let's show it very quickly. So we can customize the colors of the refresh view, but in this case, for example, what's happening if you want to create a customized pull to refresh effect? Well, you can do it very simple. Again, what I'm doing here is just using the swipe view, and using the top item to use a very beautiful load animation that I animate based on the loading time. So you can mix all these kind of controls and stuff to create very, very good looking UIs. We have more demos, but not much time. So we reached to the end. Let me share very quickly where you can find all these demos. And there are a lot of more demos and stuff that we have not shown because we have less time that all these demos need to pass one by one. But you can find everything in these two links. Hopefully it's helpful for you. And I don't know if we have questions.
Yes, we have just one quick question before we head over to the next speakers. And that is collection view have the lazy loading and infinite data feature?
I think, you are able to implement it yourself. We could probably do in more in that area to support you out of the box. But right now you can do it with the swipe event. You can see which item is shown, and so you can start loading in new data. So yeah, that's definitely possible.
Perfect.
So by default, the collection view has some commands to detect when you reach the end and load more data and all this stuff. So all this kind of stuff is possible.
It's much easier than with list view. Yeah.
Sounds great. All right. Thank you so much for your talk. And now I head it back to James.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Olya and Gerald and Javier. Super awesome. I love all the amazing features that are happening. Now, I'm really, really excited because live from Italy, Codrina is here to talk to us about how we can actually test our Xamarin applications, our UI, and our source code. Codrina, I'm going to pop it over to you and take it away.
Thank you, James. Hello, everyone. And I'm going to share my screen. And I'll be ready to start.